In a world where facts are debated, belief systems clash, and identities multiply, the question of truth is no longer a philosophical luxury. It's a daily necessity. We often speak of truth as if it's a singular thing, something out there waiting to be discovered, like a hidden treasure buried beneath the noise. But truth is far more layered than that. Depending on how you define it, truth can be a mirror of reality, a shared agreement, a useful tool, a personal conviction, or even an act of performance. It's not just about what we believe, it's about how we live. Across philosophy, science, politics, religion, and relationships, different conceptions of truth shape our understanding of what's real, what's valid, and what's worth acting on. Each one creates a different kind of world, and most of us, whether we realize it or not, move fluidly between them, sometimes in the same day, even the same conversation. Let's explore the core philosophies of truth, how they function, and how they shape the fabric of our everyday reality. The classical truth, what matches reality? The most familiar and intuitive theory of truth is the correspondence theory, the idea that something is true if it aligns with the way things actually are. If you say the sun is shining, and it is, then your statement is true. This view treats truth like a mirror. It reflects the external world. It's the foundation of science, journalism, law, and all forms of empirical inquiry. In this framework, reality exists independently of us, and truth is something we uncover through observation, measurement, and verification. In everyday life, this is the kind of truth we reach for when we say, "Show me the evidence," or "The facts don't lie." It gives us a sense of stability, truth as something solid, something to lean on. But even here, complications arise. Our access to the world is always mediated by perception, tools, language, and interpretation. So even the most objective truths are filtered through human eyes. Truth as internal consistency. The coherence theory of truth shifts the focus inward. Instead of measuring a statement against reality, it measures it against a network of beliefs. In this view, a belief is true if it fits coherently within a broader system, if it doesn't contradict the other beliefs you hold. A religious doctrine, a political ideology, or even a mathematical framework can be true in this sense if it maintains internal consistency. We see this in action every time someone defends a belief by saying, "It just makes sense to me." Coherence gives us a kind of psychological or philosophical truth. It feels true because it fits. But this also means different people can live in entirely different realities, each internally coherent, but mutually exclusive. That's where dialogue becomes difficult. We're not just disagreeing on facts, we're living in different webs of meaning. Truth that works pragmatism brings a radically different perspective. For pragmatic philosophers like William James and John Dewey, truth isn't about abstract correspondence or perfect coherence, it's about utility. A belief is true if it works. If it helps us survive, thrive, solve problems, or make progress. This is the truth of engineers, entrepreneurs, doctors, and everyday people making decisions in complex, uncertain situations. In this view, truth is provisional. If Newtonian physics works for building bridges, then it's true enough, even if relativity offers a deeper explanation. We often invoke this kind of truth without realizing it, in phrases like, "It may not be the whole truth, but it works." Or if it helps you, then it's true for you. Pragmatic truth values results over perfection, and in a fast-changing world, that kind of flexibility can be a survival skill. Truth as social construction, yet not all truths emerge from logic or utility. Many arise from the messy, evolving process of human culture. The constructivist theory of truth holds that truth is not discovered but created through language, power, history, and shared stories. What we call truth is often shaped by the society we live in, the words we have available, and the institutions we've inherited. Consider the idea of money, gender, race, or even mental illness. These are not mere facts of nature. They are concepts built and sustained by human systems. Constructivist truth invites us to ask, who gets to define what's real? Whose version of the truth gets accepted? It urges us to recognize that truth can serve as a tool of control. Or liberation. In daily life, this means recognizing that people don't always reject facts because they're irrational. Sometimes they reject them because those facts don't fit their lived reality. Truth in this framework is not about what is, but about what is made possible by collective agreement. truth as action and expression. There are also moments when truth isn't something you describe, but something you do. The performative theory of truth sees truth not just in statements, but in actions that bring reality into being. Saying I do at a wedding or I forgive you after a betrayal isn't just reporting a feeling, it's an act that changes the world. In relationships, rituals, political speeches, and religious ceremonies, truth emerges through performance. It's embodied, lived, felt. And it requires commitment. To speak truth in this way is to enact a reality, to step into a truth that may not be provable but is deeply powerful. This kind of truth lives in how we show up. It's not about winning arguments, it's about staying aligned with values, identities, and moments that matter. It reveals that sometimes the most truthful thing we can do is simply say, "This is who I am," truth as simplicity. Finally, there's the deflationary or minimalist theory, which shrugs off the grand metaphysical questions and treats truth as a useful shortcut. Saying it's true that the sky is blue doesn't add anything beyond just saying the sky is blue. Truth, in this sense, is just a way of signaling agreement. This view is often taken for granted in everyday conversation and technical writing, where people want clarity over philosophical depth. While it may seem shallow, it has its value. Sometimes truth is just what we say when we stop doubting and move forward. How these truths shape our lives. These truth theories don't just live in philosophy departments. They shape how we live, love, argue, believe, and connect. In science, we chase objective truths through experimentation and data, but also rely on pragmatic models and coherent theories that help us navigate the unknown. In politics, truths are battled over. Some appeal to facts, others to ideology, performance, or identity. This is why people can look at the same event and draw entirely different conclusions. They're operating in different truth systems. In religion, truth may be found in internal consistency, symbolic meaning, lived experience, or divine revelation. Religious truth isn't just believed, it's embodied through ritual, story, and faith. And in personal relationships, truth is often emotional, intuitive, and performative. It's about what we mean, what we show, and what we share. Relationships can survive a factual mistake, but not a broken sense of emotional truth. So what kind of truth do you live by? The real power of understanding these different truth systems isn't about choosing one, it's about knowing which one you're using and when. Sometimes facts matter most, other times meaning matters more. Truth isn't just an answer, it's a mode of engagement. In a world fractured by conflicting realities, being aware of your own truth lens and being able to recognize someone else's may be the most important kind of wisdom. So next time you're in a disagreement, a moment of love, a political argument, or a spiritual search, ask yourself, what kind of truth am I working with right now? And what kind is the other person using? The answer might not settle the debate, but it could shift the way you understand everything.